All the Tibetan infant children are taking their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Rita Bellil, Mother Brittany Nicole, Mayo Cha Kim Nottingham, Timothy Powell, Agnes the Duck, Cokie the Cat, Francis the Duck, Luna the Cat. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Mike Brown, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kapil Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gelton, Venerable Chöki Lama, all those harmed by natural man-made disasters, all those in prison suffering abuse or abusing others, and all those addicted to harmful substances. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Lucy Narcissus Barona Sr., Katie Bohm, Susie Bohm, Steve Bull and family, Yuki Boros, Ken Casolo, Dimitri and Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Tashi Doma, Milgridge Gooch, Andrew Gordon, Tracy House Thompson, Christina Harrison, Keith Harmon, Frank Holt, Sam Jackenthal, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Delma Sue Johnson, Helen Kasanoff, Rachel Keith, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shantin Kurt Latimer, Karina Lilligan family, Kim Lillig, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, Ina Lovelace, RM, Carolyn and Granger Marley, Wilbert Martin, Elvia Mejia and family, Bruce Miller, Antonio Moore Jr., Audrey Murphy, Evan Berlin family, Marie Oliver, Jay Pandya, Richard Potter. Oh, I'm supposed to put Richard Potter on that. Family of Timothy Powell, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shaw, Patty Sheriff, Ronnie Schumann, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Sarah Baumgartner Snuthley, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Strother, Adnan Tokum, Losam Topton, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, Shea Wokowiki, Margaret Young, Dorjan Kadra the Pigs, Omani Pemahun the Chipmunk, Sammy the Cat, Skibo the Dog. And so if anyone would like to join me in the 21 praises of the 21 Taurals, so it's on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. Bota la yi ne chog ne tam yi jang ku le chun shing upa me ki ula gen du sun sang ge chin le ma toma ko che shik su so dadan la mi chu pengi shaki pe mor la tu de pompa kun le rose ma toma yum la chak se lo. Om jetsu mapa doma la jatse lo. Chakse doma nyo mapa mo. Jeni kechi lo dandama. Shiten sun ke chuke seki. Kesa jewe. Jewa le ni juma. Jase tenke da wakuntu. Kawa gani tsepe shema. Karma tonta topa namki, raptu chewe ura parma, chatsu senyur chune keki, beme chani nampa gemma, chimpa tsundu katu shiva, supa santu chu yinima, chatsu deshin shipetsu to, taye nampa gewa chuma, malu paulo chimpa tope, gewe seki shintu tema, chatsu tutara hum yige, dudan chodan nanka gama, shiten dunpa jarki tente, lupa me pagupa numa, chatsu gajime la tampa, lula natsa wang chuchuma, champo rola jima, jisa namda, nushin sogi dune terma, Jatsu tache chadam peki, paru tu korab tu joma, yekun yekyan shaki nente, me patu pashin tu parma, jatsu tu reji pa chempo, tu ki pa wonam pa joma, cheke shani tonu tense, dowa tanche malu sema, jatsu kencho sun son chage, sormo tu karnam pa gema, Malu choki kole genpe, ragi uki tonan trugma, chate raptu gawa shipe, ugin uki ten wapema, shepa rashu tutarai, dudan shi ten wadu zema, chate saji kyon wetsonam, Tanchi gupanu mani ma tonu yowe hike hongi Pompa tanchi namparoma Chate dawe dumbu uge Genpa tanchi shintu bama Repe kune upak mele Taba shintu urasema Chate kepe tame metar Barwe tenwe unanema Yekan yukun kunike korgi Dai puni nampa joma, chate sajinu la chagi, tigi nunchi shakin duma, tonu chinza, jense yike hongi, ripa dupo nangi gema, chase dema gema shima, nyanye deshi chuyi nima, soha omda yada tempe, tipa chenpo shompa nima, chate kune kora gewe, Kawe, dai luni nampa gema, hike chupeng an nikupe, ripa hunle romani ma, chase ture shav nitepe, hungi nampe sabu nima, rira mandara dambishe, chitin sunam yorwa nima, chase lats yitsoi nampe, ridan tanche chana nampa, Tara nishu pe ikike, tuna malu pani selma. Chase la hitso nagepo, lada miyan chien tema, kune kocha kawe shiki, tsodan milayan pa selma. Chatsa nima da wagepe, jeni pula ura selma, hara nishu tutarai, Shintu dapen rimne selma, chatsu deni sumnen pukupe, shiwe tu dan yanda dema, tunda rola shnu shintoktam, shompa ture rapchu nima, tsa we na kitu padi dan chatsu wani nu shu tsachi. Om jatsa ma paro do me ma la chatsa lo chato do ma no ma pa mo che ni ke chi lo don da ma chi te sun gu chi ke shi ki ke so shi wa le ni shu ma chu tsu tun ke da wa kun tu ka wa ke ni tse pe shi ma Karma tonta tsopa namki, rabdu chewe urabarma, jote se urchune keki, pime chani nampa gema, chiten sardu katu shiva, sepe santa tenchu yunima, chakse deshin shipi tsuto, taye nampa gewa chama, nalu malu Paru chimpa tope, kewe seki shintu tema, chatsu tutara hongike, dudan chodan namba kagama, shiten dunpo shab niki nente, lupa mepar gupanuma, chatsu gyashime la tampa, lula natsa wanchu chuma, shunpo rolan tisa namda, Nushin tsoki dune tuma, chatsa tache shadan peki, paro tuko rabdu shoma, yekun yonkyan shaniki nente, meba tupa shintu bama, chatsa ture shipa chenpo, tuki pawo nampa shoma, chuke shani tonu dense, dowa tanche malu sema, chatsa kuncho sunsa chake, Sorme tuka nampa gema, maru choki kore kempe, ragi uki tsonantuma, chote raptu kawa jipe, ukin uki tenwa pelma, sepa rajsa tutarai, dudan jiten wantsu sema, chote saji kyunwe tsonam, Tanche gupanu maini ma tonu yowe hike hongi Pompa tanche nampa doma Chatsu dawe dumbu ugen Genpa tanche shintu bama Repe kuna upak mele Tapashin tu ura tsema, chasekya peta me meta, parwe trenwe unanema, ye kya yukum kune korge, da ipuni nam parshoma, chate sashinu la chagi, tuki nun chinshaki duma, donu chishu ike hungi, ripadun ponam nigema, chasa dema gemma shima, nyaye deshin chuyu nima, soha, om da yanda tempe dipa, so in the gold book, if you turn to page 27, I think last time we started with the seven limb prayer. Page 27. Gosum gupe gone chalo yusham chutilu tomene saditun nam chesha chepage wa nam la jeiron korwa ma tombadu le june do la cheki ko Gena Jambu Chenpo No. I turn to page 97 for the short mana offering. Sashi Perki Shushing Metal Tamri Rablinji Nidegen Pade Sangye Jindu Mikte Uwa Yidro Kunnam Dag Shing La Che Parshok Jetsun Lama Dampa Yenam Kichur Kukala Kense Chujinti Chita Sampe Duje Tsima La Ya Ye Chirki Cha Ma Wab Tu Sa Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Tam Niryatayami Chetan Sokti Chonam La Chanjo Paru Dagni Kyap Suchi Dagi Chenengi Peser Namji Dola Benche Sangye Du Pasho Chetan Sokti Chonam La Chanjo Paru Dagni Kyap Suchi Dagi Chenengi Peser Namji Dola Benche Sangye Du Pasho
Good evening. So last Wednesday I explained five Buddha families. So with the 19 places that associate with the five Buddha families. So so when you see six Buddha family, then Vajradhara, you know, Vajradhara, six Buddha family. So today, so now, and also I explained the Pasang Vishing, this wish granting tree, what is called Pasang Vishing. So did I explain that? I explained a little bit of Pasang Vishing. So, So now, top of that tree is the wish granting tree, what we call Pasang Gishing. Top of that tree, then you visualize this beautiful throne, okay? Lion throne, lion throne. So actually there's like eight lines, eight snow lines, so snow line. Some people, they, you know, claim that see there's no snow. It's not like biggest that people paint, but it's like size of dogs. Anyway, on Mount Kailash, some of the Lama probably saw that, those snow lines. So it's not like, you know, see, some of the flowers now, you know, no longer exist. It's already extinct. Similar, you know, some of, so these are like, how is it, Mount Kailash, you know, Kangrabuche, you know, people, they go, there's 32 mile loops, people, you know, try to go around, that's very sacred, considered as very sacred, like mountains, it's like between Nepal and Tibet. So you can go from Nepal side, or you can go from Tibet side. I think, the Mount Kailash is only you can go to circle. You have to go inside Tibet, you know, so not from Nepal. So you can have to go to inside Tibet. So there's like 32 miles loop. So people try to, you know, like, you know, so a lot of people from Tibet, they try to go around that mountains. Milarepa Prabhupada did, you know, like, a lot of meditation there. And that mountain is very sacred. So tip of that mountain, so some lama probably saw those snow lines in the size of dog, but it's not because this. And so anyway, so there's like what is called in language about lion throne?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a lion from Africa. It's not African lion, there's a snow lion. Snow lion, so sometimes they dance here, snow lion dance, that's how I'm supposed to look. Anyway, each side there's for two, you know, so there's four sides. symbolize four fearlessness of enlightened qualities. Fearless of enlightened qualities. But each size 2, 2, that makes 8. So that 8, number 8 symbolizes also there's another 8 set of enlightened qualities. Huh? Just sake of knowledge. Particularly when if the kid asks, you know, you can say something. It's all like four sides symbolize four fearlessness of enlightened qualities. 8 of them symbolize 8 set of enlightened qualities called onchuge. So as I mentioned before, all of them is listed in like the ornament of clear realizations called Abhidhamma, Abhisamaya Alamkara, composed by Maitreya Buddha in chapter number 8. There's a detailed explanation there. So then tip of that, wish granting tree, Pasam Gishings, you know, very, very unique and very, very special tree, so visualizing that. So then tip of that tree, you know, then you visualize this throne. You can look, you know, nowadays easy to get pictures, you know, or here underneath the Shakyamuni Buddha, or also under the stupa like that, you know. So just replace all the other figure on the throne, and replace with the snow lines, you know, snow lines, then like that, okay, beautiful, like made out of a precious jewel, you know, precious jewel. Dunga Bhava Rinche Tiding Chuje. So then top of that, you know, so then you visualize lotus, called lotus, you know, they symbolize, you know, as a very, not just desire, you know, very, very strong desire to liberate oneself from samsara. What is called renunciations? Actually, it's a desire. Actually, it's like, determinations, very strong determinations to liberate oneself from samsara, or to another way to say is, you know, to cross, to sail, you know, sail. Samsara is considered as a like huge lake, you know, that filled with the complications. So. Strong wish to sail across that lake. I mean, same, strong, you know, day and night, not just, you know, once in a while when things are going bad and wanted to get out, something, not like that, you know, like day and night, strong wish to free yourself from the samsara, that's called renunciation. So there's, you know, something is called pure thought, same, this is renunciation. So. That's actually what it is, you know. So how you interpret the word renunciations, what is renunciations? Sometimes called pure thought. Renunciation is the wish, the strong wish that you wish day and night, not just once a while, wish day and night to free yourself from all these complications. That's renunciations. Then the lotus symbolized that, okay, chuji, nida, nima. So then top of that lotus, then you visualize sun disk, chuji, nima. Sun disk that symbolize wisdom, realizing emptiness. Then top of that, then the moon disc, which symbolize, you know, very smooth, kind of gentle, smooth, they symbolize bodhicitta, chuji nida, jebe things. And then top of that, then you visualize, you know, you're a lama inseparable with lama tsongkhapa, because this, you know, guru, Lama Chöpa, guru, yoga practice, Lama, you know, because according to all these people who put it together, they are the disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa. So this Lama refers to, of course, one's own Lama, then also refers to Lama Tsongkhapa. So, Therefore, you know, having Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, some people have the Lama Tsongkhapa image or statues that symbolize all the Lama, your own Lama. So, Derek Lama, Lilish Lama, Chujinida Jibi, the Kardin Sumde, Tsavya Lama. It's not just Lama, Lama, you know, possess, you know, three types of kindness, you know, kindness from there, kindness, the kindness refers to you, kindness, as I mentioned before, based on Vajrayana teaching that kindness is, you know, giving initiations, on Kuji, Juishe, then explaining the sadhanas, no sadhanas, all the sadhanas, they associate with the very initiations, no, associated with very initiations, Ongur and Juishe, Menga Nawa, then the Ongur, first one, according, based on Vajrayana traditions, based on Vajrayana traditions, three kindness, the first one is giving initiations, second one is explaining the, all the sadhanas, you know, sadhana practice, or practice of sadhana, sadhana. So there's, within the sadhana, there's like, according to highest yoga tantra, then generating stage, explaining the generating stage, and how to meditate on generating stage, and accomplish stage, you know, accomplish stage. So that's the last one. So then explaining all the practice, okay, onkur and juishe. Mengana, then giving instruction how to practice. That's based on Vajrayana. Three kindness based on Vajrayana traditions, then three kindness based on the Sudhayana teachings, giving vows. Then you can, so on and so forth. Giving vow and so on and so forth. Computer is not working very well. giving vows, giving instructions. Oral instructions. Giving vows, then giving teachings, then oral instructions. These are the based on Sudhayana teachings. No, is it clear? So, sake of knowledge, later on, if you need to explain to someone else, first one is eventually giving vow, second one is teaching, the third one is for instructions. The order doesn't matter, as long as you remember three of them. So then you visualize, top of these three, I say, no, yeah, I will have hot water, no, thank you, not worry. What are the complications? Guru. Who possess three qualities, okay, three qualities. So now you remember these three qualities. This is now all sake of knowledge, of course, no. So this knowledge is to put into practice, no. So then someday it may become handy. Handy? Handy or candy? Both, for both. Someday it may become candy or handy. Aspect of that figure on the throne is your Lama. Entity is the all Buddha, all enlightened beings, you know, entity of all enlightened beings. So then, Sanjay Kunjungu, okay, so aspect is Lama, your Lama, or inseparable with Lama Tsongkhapa, is like, no, appears, you know, is like a form of, you know, Sangha, you know, form of, you know, it's not like the Ratwal Dejo, like the beginning, you know, so Lama. Sanjay Kunjungu, Namba Ngumi, no, wearing the ropes, you know, wearing the ropes, Namba Ngumi, Jumbe Gelong, Jumbe Gelong, it's like, how is, happy looking, not like, no, happy looking, happy looking, no? Smiling, happy looking, no? With a rose, wearing three robes. Namba Ngumi, Jumbe Gelong, Shalchik, one face, of course, Shalchik, Chanyi, two hand. No? Are you following me? Oh, yeah. Namba Jumbe Gelong, Shalchik, one face, Chanyi, two hand, Chanyi, Jumkara, two, no, happy looking, happy looking. We may have, you know, a lot of, you know, like we may, you know, break some pledge, break some vows, this and that, you know. So when you do guru yoga practice, you don't visualize lamas, you know, like kind of like unhappy looking. No, that's not how you do guru yoga practice. No, so you have to visualize the lama is very, very happy to see you, and very, very happy to see. Okay. Jumbe Gelong, Shaji Chanyi, Jumkara Tro, so, smiling, happy looking, Jumkara. She says, ah, Jumkara, Chaye Chuche, the right hand, you know, teaching mudra, it is called teaching mudra, teaching mudra. Left hand, meditative equipoise, meditative mudra. Meditative mudra means like this, sitting like this, Chaya Chuche, Yomba Nyamsha, so, Yomba Chaya Chuche, no, the teaching, that's called, this is called teaching mudra. Oh, Chaya Chuche, sometimes this can be like, you know, like, as a Kunjo Sumzuki, Cha Cha, means, you know, a hand mudra, they symbolize three jewels, sometimes, you know, in this case, it's like, teaching mudra. Sometimes, some, you know, this is also sake of knowledge. Sometimes it's called Kunjo Sumzuki Chaja, means, you know, like hand mudra, they symbolize three jewels, you know, they're sometimes like that. So, anyway, here, Chari, right hand, teaching mudra. Here it doesn't symbolize three jewels. So, there's just another times. Yoba Nyamja, left hand, meditative. Mudras, you know, put it like this. They're like, as a begging bowl, so, begging bowl, Then another, better, nice way to say is arms bowl. If you want to sound better, there's like arms bowl. Actually, it's a begging bowl, arms bowl, whatever you call If you want to make it a little bit nicer, then it's called arms bowl. Yeah, charity bowl. Hungse, so. It's called Hungse. Always, the color always needs to be black. See, the black is unattractive color, so therefore this, you know, it needs to be black as a cross eye, it needs to be very, very black, you know, just to reduce the attachment, you know? That's why. So the materials, you know, like materials according to Vinayaka Sutra, Lungze Junya Kado, Sacha Nas, the materials, you know, like mud or clay or metals. Those two materials can be used to make begging bowls. So then, according to Vinayaka Sutra, there's a size, you know, how, so no need to know because nobody has begging bowl here. Don't need to know. Color has to be black. Then, there's like black color begging balls filled with amrita, you know, amrita, or nectar. So Amrita means nectar on Dusik Amrita. So then Amrita, you know, there's like immortality, Amrita. Ani chua meva tsi dizi na meva menji dizi na menji dizi. The one is called medicines, Amrita of medicines, Amrita of medicines. Ani na meva menji dizi chua meva tsi dizi na menji dizi. So then like the wisdom Amrita, something like that. There's three types of Amrita. So Dusikana, Lusenam. So their drinking bowls filled with, you know, those three types of Amrita. Oh, Sabamava Ishiki, Dusichua, Matsi, Zinom, and Minjin, Dinacha, Sabamava Ishiki, Dusik. So called wisdom Amrita. First one is called wisdom Amrita. Second one is called Amrita medicine. The third one is called immortality Amrita. That's filled with the drinking bowl, filled with it, okay. Çayışı manyafya düzü kanalı uzundum korkum dandı çürgüsüm sosu düzü kanalı uzundum korkum da çürgüsüm sen de beşi ulanacağız sen de beşi ulanacağız sen de beşi ulanacağız. So there's the simple visualizations, you can visualize that simple visualizations, visualize that, then you know, carry on. So then after that, you know, in the guru puja there's also choice. Yana then Tuga Chapda, so then you know, get more complicated, you know, so visualizing like Vajradhara in the center of the heart, Tuga Chapda, Doji Chama, Shajishini Kundong, Tuga Chapda, center of that heart, then you visualize Vajradhara, blue color, Tuga Chapda, Kundong, blue color, Tuga Chapda, Doji Chama, Shalchik, then I think that then, you know, of course, Lama Tsongkhapa, that's like, lotus flowers in the finger, that, you know, both, they held the ghost from both sides. One side, that's like, sword. So you see Lama Tsongkhapa statue? Symbolize wisdom realizing emptiness, you know. Then other side, there's the lotus, there's like the books, you know, traditional looking book like this. There's like Panchaparamita Sutra, so books on Panchaparamita Sutra. Tukachada, Tukachada, Dujja, Chajini Kundong, Chajini Kundong, Chalchik Chani, Chalchik. Shalchi Chani, Vajradhara, one blue color, one face, two hands, Dodi Sunya, then holding Vajra and Bell on Dorisun, Iju Machu, then you know, with the concert, Iju Machu, Hinjin Dodomeji, Namar Jinji, Hazada, and the same Jin Devis, so then adorned with all the, you know, like ornament and all the celestial, you know, realms, silk. That's made, that's from, you know, celestial realms. So then we now here, then like five has a body, is like visualize five Buddhas. So now that's where we stop, you know. So there's the reason, like, you know, some people say, oh, Gelugpa, they are, you know, very, very, very much biased to a Lama Tsongkhapa. That's not why, you know, you see the Lama Tsongkhapa statue in the Gelug monastery in the center of the altar. The Lama Tsongkhapa statue is there. So then nowadays you don't see that because, you know, His Holiness, you know, probably give some suggestions, you know, every like monastery should place Shakyamuni Buddha in the middle, you know, because Shakyamuni Buddha is the founder of the path that we are, you know, teaching, that we are following. So now can't replace. So before that, every Gelugpa monastery, you see Lama Tsongkhapa statue in the middle. So, because Lama is in the center, Lama is, you know, Lama is like, it's like, of course, no, there's deity, you don't see deity, you know, so you can't receive teaching from the deity directly, so they require some kind of, you know, like realizations, you know, even though there's enlightened beings, we don't see them, you know, so who we see is we see our Lama, that's where we receive teachings, you know. So therefore, Lama is, you know, the place in the highest spot, you know, so that's why Lama is in the center. So Lama Tsongkhapa, that's why Lama Tsongkhapa statue is the center, because it symbolizes Lama. It's not just symbolized in Gelugpa traditions. It symbolizes Lama, the importance of Lama. So then you visualize that in the suburb of the Lama. Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa statue is in the middle. So now it changed, you know, now I think after Paul 20 years ago, so it changed, you know. So when I was in the monastery, every Gelugpa monastery has center of the altar is Lama Tsongkhapa and his main two disciples, you know. That's why now we put here Lama Tsongkhapa in front of Shakyamuni Buddha. So then, you know, after that, all the visualizations get a little bit complicated. So what is important is to explain this five Buddha families. So the Pumbawananda, Dishenga, Kamshi, so Kamshi, there's four elements, you know, Pumbawananda, Dishenga. So five aggregate, we visualize the five Buddha families, I explained that roughly, Kamshi, so now four element, you know, water, earth element, Kamshi, there's no four, as Dakini, so Kamshi, you change it, then there's no change, so then the senses, you know, eye, there's two eyes, and visualize something, then the interest and ideas, then you know, like, so then all the wrist, what is it called, can you read that?
Your sources, channels, sinews, and joints?
Yeah, not wrist, sorry, joints, joints, JJ, so the, then all the pores, there's 21,000 pores visualized as an arhat, 21 different times. Also, then, So the surrounding, you know, then you visualize all that, like deities, no different kind of deities, no gear samaja tantra, chakra samba tantra, higher gear, yamentaka tantra, chakra samba in front, then the right, then yamentaka, then left. Then the Heruka, so then below there's no, the list goes on till your head get blows. So far, no, not necessary, just visual, the simple visualization, no. The Lama, the deities, no deities, no, Lama, Yidam, Sanje, Buddhas, enlightened beings, Changsem, then you know, like there's a Buddha Sattva, there's eight side of Buddha Sattva, Sanje Changsem, power, Dhaka, Dhakinism, power control, Chijong, so then Dharma protector, that's why you see there's so many figures in the merit field, you know, they all like, all, you know, there's no, not one place, they're different places, all like that. So important things now. T Tene, so this is what tene, this will look some old. So that's visualizing. That's I'm going to summarize now. Marriage field. No, I think that's enough about the marriage field. Okay. Oh yeah. Upala, no, like the flower that's called the holding the flower. Upala flower. No, I don't worry. I never seen one. So upala flower. So just visualize some flowers. No flowers. No. Chinese is upala yosuma. Chinese upala yosuma. Chaye tuka chuji unyam chanda zungluza namaji chanyi jisa. So both hand hold flowers called upala flower. So when the Buddha was born, there's called udumwari flower. So now no longer exists, no, it's all extinct. Chaye chuji chanyi upala yuatu upala yuasu tsemu kupung, no, like on the shoulder, no, each shoulder. Right and left. The flower that opens. Right. Here we are talking about the stage. Okay, here right. So Sherab Jirati Babache. The sword that symbolizes wisdom. Left on the flower. Dongaji Mianga Netam Jitsame. Nimbo Lebum Jitsamba. So, if you are practicing meditating on emptiness, then you visualize Panchaparamita Sutra. If you are practicing Lamdim, then you visualize Lamdim book, okay? That's based on that. So see, the right, there's a sword, which symbolizes wisdom. Left, there's a books, you know, that contains the entire Buddha's teaching. So, Ula Pesha, so then, you know, wearing that pointed hat. As I mentioned before, so, not 100% sure, but, you know, like, the tip symbolizes the middle way, you know, tip. That's why it's like pointy. That's why it's pointy. Symbolize free this true. I said true ear that symbolize true extreme view, that's free from true extreme view, that's a tip symbolize emptiness or something like that. But it's not here, but some other books. So then visualize Shakyamuni Buddha in the central heart of the Lama Tsongkhapa, Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, same like if you can't think about the details, just, you know, visualize Shakyamuni Buddha. So Lama Tsongkhapa is in suburb of Lama, the central heart of the Lama Tsongkhapa, then visualize Shakyamuni Buddha. There's the symbols, simplest visualization. So then central heart of the Shakyamuni Buddha, then you can visualize Vajradhara. So then, you know, all these complex visualizations take place. Understand? So I think simple visualization is better. What do you think? Simple visualization. No? Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I want to go back to the book. You were saying you can visualize the Lam Rim book, but there's another...
Panchaparamita Sutra. If you are meditating on emptiness, then you visualize Panchaparamita Sutra. Panchaparamita Sutra. So sutra this. Paramita, the six paramita, paramita, you know, six paramita. So then wisdom.
The Udvala is a blue lotus. There's a picture of them. They actually look more purple, but they call them blue.
Yeah,
so they're part of a section of Indian astrology is called the Udvala.
So now jump a little bit cold. So now please LC 13 page number 63. We are going to do high jump. Yeah. We'll jump a couple of stands and we'll jump high jump. So page number 63 LC 13. So this will help. When you, set up the altar, this will help. So that's most important here. One of the more important I see. Doesn't mean that, all these another stanza we skip, doesn't mean these are important. These are very important. But, it's very, very complicated. So then I'm worried that when we do Guru Puja, so we are going to, in the finishing, start 7 o'clock, then next day, probably 7 o'clock in the evening, we are still in the visualizations. Tagore Rimshi, surrounding you in their respective order seat, that's how all altar is also said, Tagore Rimshi, Mujulama, Tagore Rimshi, order, the order, Rimshi is order, Tagore Rimshi, Mujulama, Derek and Linus Guru, first Derek and Linus Guru. Tinjasavilama Tinja Toga Nivese, Tinjasavilama Tinji Jisa. So the lamas, then the light image from lama's heart, light image from lama's heart, then the right side of lamas, not our right side, lama's right side, no, so not our right side, no. The light image from lama's right side, tip of that light. So if you have Maitreya Buddha Thangas, that's where you put right side of Lama, Maitreya Buddha statue, or Thanga, Maitreya Buddha. So see, if you have Maitreya Buddha Thanga, so where we should put, on the right. Ages of tribute, Nemo. So this one I see a little bit important. So ages of tribute, Nemo. The main figure is like Maitreya Buddha, Then surrounded by Asanga. Arya Asanga. Arya Asanga, and all the lineage lama, who holds like method side of the teachings, method side of the teachings, you know. There's a wisdom and method, you know? Method side of the teachings, you know? All of them. There's one book, I don't know if it's translated in English or not, it's called Lamrim Lepam. There's like all the, you know, Lamrim Lineage Lama has been listed in that book. All the Lineage Lama has been listed in that book. So there's one book. Derek and Lineage Lama. So then right side of the, not our side, right side of the Lama, or tip of that light, there's like Maitreya Buddha surrounded by all the Lineage Lama who holds the lineage of Maitreya side of the teachings. Okay? Now the left side, tip of the light, tip of the left side, there's light manifested from Lama's heart, and tip of that light, tip of that light, so, tip of that light, okay, light on the left side. We see, angels of tribute, Nemoja, Nazabendi, the Janayana, the Manjushri, Manjushri. So, that's where the Manjushri Thangas goes. If you have a statue, Thangka, that's where it goes. So it goes on the left side of the, you know, Lamas. You know, so Lama Tsongkhapa statue is in the middle. So the left side, and that's the Manjushri Thangas goes there. Maitreya Buddha goes, Thangas goes to the right side. You know. Then if you have Asanga, you put it there. You know, Pavatomela, Jajiji Lama Jagongaji, Pavatomela, you know. Then the Manjushri, that's like lineage lama of the wisdom side of the lineage lamas, all the lineage lama, Manjushri, or wisdom, you know, realizing emptiness, the wisdom, and teaching of the emptiness. So then surrounded by Nagarjuna, then surrounded by all the lamas, lineage lama, okay. Papa Lurula, so the Samudra Jilama Kurushubaji. We said, you know, so then front, you know, in front. So, then all the lamas that you receive teaching directly, is in teaching directly, you visualize them there. So then above, no, so now when you look at the Guru Puja merit field, so we have somewhere here. So then above there's all this the blessing lineage lama. No, that means probably like continuation instructions, you know, the lineage lama is called blessing lineage lama. So now. Surrounding respected order list sits Derek and Dinesh Gurus, Yidam host of Mandala deities. So that's going to be now more complicated, so I'm not going to explain. No? Only Lamas, Derek Lama, Dinesh Lama, then Lamas that, you know, host like as a profound lineage, you know, the method side, you know, this pretty much, okay. So then, you know, when we reach the Lamrim part, not much explanation needed, because you know, Lamrim is very clear. Lamrim, the majority of the Lama Chogya practice is Lamrim. So this is very clear, you know, so don't think they will take this class will take 1 year. So now here, so LC 14, the Derek and Lineage Guru Yidam Hosva Mandala Deities, Buddhas, Bodhisattva, heroes, Dakini, so encircled by ocean of Dharma protectors, so Just look at the Guru Puja, merit field. Just look at one time. Just look at one time. Then, no. At least, you know, you have some kind of imprint in your mind stream, just seeing them all together, no? Even though not able to visualize them very detailed, just see, you know, see them, no? So then, Teda goes on doji sunse, so, in three water marks, you know, Vajra body, you know, Chivo Om, there's no Om, Om, there's a white, right? Doji Sumse, so like, marked by Om, you know, there's a white. Why is white? So we know now just one of the five Buddha families, this color is white, that's why this letter is white. Chivo Kudoji, Chivo Kudoji, so then, Vajra body, Vajra speech, Vajra mind. Oh, there's three of them. Vajra body, Om, white color. Oh. All the figure in the merit field we visualize, there's no Teda gosum, doji sun says, in three Vajra mark, three doors. Three doors, body, speech, mind. There's three doors. Oh. Then, life raised, Teda goes on doji sumse, hungi vese charge you in Rashin in Ishibana, Ishibachana, and the temple chosen, Rashin Ishibachana, and the temple chosen. Ishibachana, and the temple chosen. So then, Rashin in Ishibana, drawing has the letter hook light. Ways radiate, no. Teda goes on doji sumse, who ye vese charge you in Rashin nene, Ishibanam, Rashin nene, Ishibanam, Chenai metamashus, Rashin Ishibanam, Chenai metamashus, Rashin Ishibanam, Chenai metamashus. So here, we need to talk about this three Samaya beings. Samaya being, Lama, Tamzik Samba, it's called Samba, how to say in English, Tamzik Samba, so Rajin nene Ishibanam chenai metamba Rajin Ishibanam chenai metamba shuchu. Simba. There's Samaya being, wisdom being, Tamzi Simba.
Sometimes concentration being.
Oh, yeah, Samaya being, wisdom being, concentration being, or like, things more or like shamatha being, doesn't matter, concentration being, shamatha being. So here, samaya being refers to the lama. Samaya being refers to lama. Oh. Vision beings, that you know, all that you know, like lama is guru, lama is hidam, lama is dhaka, lama is dakini, lama is dharma protectors. We invite them, you know, we invite. In the invocation, we invite all these wisdom beings, you know. Wisdom being Gu, no, Guji. Wisdom being Guji. The concentration beings, you know, there's like the syllables located to the center of the heart. Syllable, in Tara case, there's thumb, there's like concentration being, you know. Tara is wisdom being, the Lama is no Samaya being, so then you know, you invite Lama Samaya being, or it's like Lama is like, you know, like a temple, people come in and out, you know, you invite Tara, then comes ghost, then you know, you invite Vajrayogini, then comes ghost, like that, you know. The Lama is like Lama, that's where you invite all the wisdom beings, you know, all the wisdom beings. In the Lama is a Samaya being. So these are quite, because there's no mudra, za, hum, ba, ho, there's mudras. So I want to explain that, because it also comes in the Tara practice. When you do Tara practice, you know, there's quite often, so want to explain that. No. That's good. Lama jin tam bi shi na ngar sa da bi lama de jin ju shu shu. You know, when we invite, yeah, of course, Tara from Tara's Pure Land, you know, Amitabha Buddha from Amitabha Pure Lands, so we invite them, the invocation, we invite them, then it's like entering into Lama's crown, you know, it's entering into Lama's crown, and there's like, Lama is Samaya being, the wisdom being entering into Lama's crown, oh, Samaya, Lama is Samaya being, the wisdom beings, when we invite in the entering into Lama's crown, they're Samaya beings, so, Tientam by him was a teta. Tientam by Jin, Mungar Salta, the Lama had a chivor change, Zahum Bounce, you know, immunity, the was Jimmy Bachel, not the Jews, the Miva Electrician, the Jim is the Ishi, but I'm thinking about the chivor chairs. So Buddha is like this, Zah. When you say Zah, so that means all the wisdom beings are entering into Lama's crown. Samaya beings, okay, wisdom beings enter into Samaya beings' crown. That's called Dza. Dza means wisdom being entering. When we do the invocation, all the wisdom being enter into Samaya beings, Lama's crown. That's called Dza. Clear? Dza. 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 That's, when we say Dza, all the wisdom beings, we invite all the wisdom beings, they are like placing all of them, like coming onto Lama's crown. Coming onto Lama's crown, okay, coming onto Lama's crown. That's called Dza, huh? Dza, je. Then, hum, let's go like this, hum, this is Dza, hum, je. So then all this wisdom being dissolved, all the wisdom being dissolved into Lama's body. Dza, they came onto Lama's crown. They dissolved into Lama's body, you know. So then become inseparable, become one with Lama. Huh? Make sense? Dza, dza, come here, dza, hu, enter or dissolve in Lama. Dza, hu, pa means become one, one with Lama. Delightfully dissolve, delightfully become one. Okay? Dza came here, hu, you know, enter, dissolve, pam, become one. Ho means delightfully. This all happened delightfully. So this is quite important. So that's what it means here. Teta goes on to this, who is the Ranshin in the Ishiba, the Chenda in the Temple, the Chenda in the Temple, the Chenda. So there comes the from the letter hook light rays radiate drawing forth wisdom being from the natural abode, then become one dwell and set. So that's Dza Hu Ba Ho. Same, not other practice, same, no? Now seven limb practice the Guru Praja section, seven limb, okay? Mm. So then, as I mentioned before, as I said before, if some of you are very interested in the details, or if some of you are ready to blow up your head, so then we can talk, meet privately. So now the civilian practice, you know, offering to the, this is Lama Chöpa Guru Yoga. So man is the image, man like object in the visualization, there's Lama. So now this all this dedicated, there's all this offering to making to Lama. So then also need to think, you know, before that needs to think about importance of making offering to Lamas, that needs to think about importance, no. So there's civilian practice now, okay? So then out of civilian practice, first one is called prostration, so Zaho Bhava, that's not part of the invocation. Invocations. So then when you say, hear the word LC 16, 15, when you look at that, through the phenomena are free of any inherent coming and going. Through the phenomena are phenomena, that's external phenomena, internal phenomena, phenomena, external phenomena, everything, no? Dhruva kundraya, so, now this is about emptiness, no? Nazo, dhruva kundraya, nazo dhruva sambhachi shindu, jiyan chave, nazo dhruva sambhachi shindu, jiyan chave, so, that means, you know, need to think about emptiness. So, this is just an example. Coming and going, this is just an example. Coming and going is just an example, you know. So everything, this is not just, this is just an example of activities. One kind of activities, coming and going. But all the activities, not just coming and going, all the activities. So sometimes, see, when we dedicate this Rinpoche, compose something, I myself, you know, like that, that. So when we read that, you know, we need to think, you know, so like, otherwise just reading a magazine, you know, so reading a newspaper. So I myself, you know, just like free of inherent. So the enlightenment itself, the measure itself, the practice itself, the object of the visualization, all that, you know, so they're called, like action, the person who's performing actions, also then like, what is it called? It's called?
The three spheres.
Yeah. So the actor, actions, then the act, all of this, you know, me, the enlightened, my goal, you know, the practice, me, my, all of them, you know, like, need to think about free of inherent, that's what it's called, you know. The coming and going, that's just example of activities, but you know, all the activities, not just coming and going, all the activities are free of inherent, so. Chunam Rajin Dhamma Kundayan Nazo Nijin Samba Chichin Dhamma Chiyan Chayas. You rise through your enlightened activity of wisdom and loving compassion. So, according to the disposition of the various varied disciples. Chunam Rajin Dhamma Kundayan Nazo Nijin Nazo Nijin When he met Naropa, and he met first time Naropa in front of the lakes, so Naropa like appeared as, you know, someone who's like catching a fish, you know, fish, then just eating that, just right there. Catching fish from the lake and eating there, you know. So then Marva thought, oh, that's kind of, you know, look kind of like very strange and doesn't look like a llama. So then Naropa collect all the bones, then say something, all the bones that jumps in the water just like fish, you know. So so that's why I say, you know, you arise through your own enlightened activity of wisdom and loving compassion according to disposition of various disciples. The police come forth with your reunites. Source of complete goodness and sound well-being. Throughout the three times, punzon dele june, tusunji punzon dele june, tedunji punzon dele. So, page number 64, LC 15. Punzon dele june, how was that? Punzon dele june, tusunji punzon dele june, tusunji punzon dele. Source of complete goodness, punzon dele. Mainly refers to spiritual attainments, no? But no, of course, all the goodness. The source of complete goodness and sound well-being throughout the three times. So, root lineage guru, yidam, three jewels of refuge. No? Then, power, control, shoes, out of compassion, and all, you know, come. I'm inviting them to out of compassion, all that comes especially before us. So then, za, hu, ba, ho. Za is already there, lama is already visualized. So then, when you visualize lama, so if lama is, you know, one eye is not walking, so when you visualize, you don't visualize blind lama, you visualize, you know, lama with no faults, okay? Om Guru Buddha, Om Guru Ji, Om Guru Buddha, Bodhi, Om Guru Buddha, Bodhi, so the Sata Dhamma Bala, Sapareva, Ehe, Za, Hu, Ba, Ho, so that's what is here. Zahum Baho. Guru Puja, you don't do the mudra, you don't do the mudra. As I said, you know, Kriya Tantra, Chaya Tantra is very, very important to do all the mudras. If you miss mudra, then the rite is going to be incomplete. This is highest yoga tantra, even though you miss the mudra, it's not going to be incomplete, no. Highest yoga tantra, you can visualize. Zaun Baun. So that's why here Om Guru Buddha Buddha Sada Dhamma Bala Sapa Sada Sada Dhamma Bala Dhamma Bala Sapare Vare Sapare Vare E Zaun Baun E Zaun Then wisdom and the commitment being Samaya being, the commitment being, that's English translation, commitment being. The wisdom being and the commitment being become non-dual, means one. The Samaya being, you know. Wisdom being, Samaya being, Tamji Semba, Samaya being, Iji Semba, wisdom being, Tengiji Semba, concentration being or shamatha being, doesn't matter, shamatha being. That's like three called Semba Sumse. Then that's what you need to think, you know. Delightfully came on crown, delightfully, like so, dissolved, delightfully become one. Okay, Zahum Baum, which is what I'm doing. There is it. So, 75 now, 75, page 75. So now the civilian practice, okay. So it won't take 1 year, it will take a couple more classes, it won't take one. The Lama Chöpa, so then, you know, Lamrim part, you know, does not need much explanations. What page, Chukila?
75.
Tā lōngjū zhūgū tētē gōne, lōngjū zhūgū tētē tēyē gōne tēshī chāsā wāchē. Lāma tūpiyo kū tētē tēyē gōne chāsā wā, lāma chūgū tētē gōne chāsā wā, lāma chūsū māyō tētē gōne tētē gōne chāsā wā. Chūshī jāwā sēchē tāmchē, lāmi tūpā tētē. So there's now the four stations. That's also important to understand. The four stations divided into five different ways. Okay. First one. The LC 18. Your compassion grant even the spirit of great bliss of Kange Tuji and Dewa Chimbo in so Dewa Chimbo. There's like special transcendental wisdoms bliss and voidness. Bliss and voidness. That's what is Dewa Chimbo, great bliss of Dewa Chimbo. Kange Tuji and Dewa Chimbo, Kange Tuji and Dewa Chimbo in. Kusum Kumba Chuja Kijilas, the supreme set of three kayas. Kusum Kumba Chuja Kijila. So the Lama, so Guru with the jewel like body, vital holder, I posted your lotus feet. Kangi Tujin Dawachimi, Kusum Kumba Chuja Kijila. So the Lama is the Jim Chance and Loss. The supreme set of three kayas. Lungu tuku chugu. Kusum. Samboga kaya, lungu chi. Dharma kaya, lungu chugu. Tugu. So then, what's called like? Samboga kaya, dharma kaya. Emanation body. What's called?
Nimana kaya.
Emanation body. Nimana kaya. The postulation here. Kanga tujin dawajimu. LC 18. That's like lama. Seeing Lama as a Sambhogakaya. Sambhogakaya? Seeing Lama as a Sambhogakaya, then do prostrations. Okay? Seeing Lama as a Sambhogakaya. Longjo Zubu Kudin Chansa was on. visualizing Lama, you know, as a Sambhogakaya, then to the posture, the first one. Then the second one, Lama Tribhyakuta, you know. So seeing, the second one, seeing Lama as a Nirman, emanation body, then to posture, has a Nirman Kaya, and they do, so they're all here, it's all here. So then posture to Guru as a Dharmakaya, it's all here. So then the word, I don't think need to explain the word. When you read, it's clear. Yeah. What he needs to remember, there's like, first one is like, Sambhogakaya. I thought it's not here, it's all here. Yeah, posturing to the Guru as a Sambhogakaya. Posturing to the Guru as a Nirmakaya. Posturing to the Guru as a Dharmakaya. It's all here, so then no need to explain. So posturing to the Guru, manifestation of three jewels, you know. Then posturing to the Guru as a manifestation of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. That's how we divide it, posturing. So then in the Lamrim teaching, it says, you know, like, when we do posturing, it's better to visualize, you know, multiple body, then, you know, to expand the merit that you are going to create. When you visualize multiple body, then doing the prostrations, you know, so to increase the merit. So then, there's no long prostration, there's short prostrations. Long prostration, when you go down, you know, like, when the tree falls, tree don't fall like this. Right? When tree falls, they don't fall like this. They just fall like this. That means when you go down, you can't just go like this. That's not good. How's that? So then, yeah, when you come up, you know, so there's nobody sees how the tree comes up, you know. So then, you know, you come up, you know, not like, you can't come up like this. You have to come up, you know, as you do, so go down. Dongbu Chewa, according to Vinayaka Sutras, Dongbu Chewa means, you know, like that. You can go, you know, straight. You can put some blanket, you know, some thick blanket. You can make thick blanket. Between, you can make thick blanket. That's where you put your knee. So, when you're coming up, you know, you need to think about, you are coming out of samsara, you know, coming out of samsara. So then, you can do like this. This is, you know, there could be four or three, you know, like this. That means, you know, like, kind of creating the cause for unisha. Or maybe, you know, body, speech and mind, you know. Body, speech and mind, three. That's also fine, body, speech and mind, three. You know, like, hoping that, you know, you will achieve the enlightened body, you'll achieve enlightened speech, you know. It's not just there, you know, you want to achieve enlightened body, enlightened speech, enlightened mind. You know, like this, huh? Or maybe same, you know, like then receiving the blessing from the body, spirit, and mind. Or many, many different ways to think. Oh. And then this. So then don't go like this. So then in Unisha is going to be here. So then how to sleep? So some people don't go like this. So this should be, Unisha is not here, it's here. So you can do four or three, it doesn't matter, you know. One, two, three is fine. So then important, you know, the thing, purify body, you know, achieve same body as, you know, enlightened beings, you know, purify species, purify mind. So then go down.
For making a preliminary practice for 100,000 prostrations, if we make a preliminary practice for 100,000 prostrations, are these the verses that we recite?
That really doesn't matter. Usually, typically, according to Lama Tsongkhapa traditions, you know, 100,000 postures have been done based on 35 Buddha practice. So, you know, also, you can do like, so the third stanza in like 100 Deity Guru Yoga practice, third stanza, stanza number 3. 100 Deity Guru Yoga practice, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice, you can recite that, just that stanza, you know. Third stanza in the 100 Deity Guru Yoga practice, not here, 100 Deity Guru Yoga practice. Third stanza, alhamdulillah, third stanza, so you can just recite that, you know, do the 100 Deity postulation, you know, do the postulation. So, then 35 Buddha, you So, so then, you know, visualizing multiple body, you know, multiple bodies, you know. So the benefit of prostration, you know, that every atom that we cover from our body becomes the cause for human life, precious human life. So then you can imagine, you know, how much atoms that we are going to cover each time when we do prostration. So there are so many different ways to create merit, you know, there are so many different ways to create merit. It's not that, you know, it's not that easy either. It's not that difficult. You know, it's not that easy. But, you know, doing one prostration, you know, even just doing one prostration, you know. Oh, I'm not going to do prostration because I'm not going to do 35, you know, so then you are not doing anything. So you can just do one, you know. You can just do one, you know, then do one, or just do two or three, you know, so. Oh, so then visualizing, you know, the multiple body, multiple head, multiple mouth, you know, all of that, you know. So this is a benefit, and it's just try to increase the merit. Oh. So then what else? So, so then there's no short prostrations, you know, called kumcha. That means, you know, five limb, two knee, two hand, four head. That's called five limb. So they just touch them there, you know, and, just, and sometimes, you know, the people go like this. It's not really prostration, you know. So, of course, in the teachings, you know, sometimes there's no space to do prostrations, you know. So then, you know, even doing like this, you know, there's prostrations related to the body, you know. There's like short one, long one, physical prostrations. Then there's verbal prostrations. Just saying, you know, Namo Guru De, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, that's also prostration too. So then the mental prostrations, you know, mental prostrations. Lyunga, Yisungi Chao. So then visualizing, you know, visualizing that, you know, visualizing that I finish 100 million prostrations. So the visualizing, so, even, you know, going like this, you know, also this prostration, you know, like prostration, you know. Oh, yeah. Then, so that's what I would like to, I'm going to explain, you know, this old list here. So there's something to remember, prostration to Gurya, Sambhokaya, Nirmanakaya. So these are all the definitions of those. Each one has definitions. So this is all, you know, detailed, clearly explained in the Abhidhamma. Abhisama Alamkara, the ornament of clear realization, the text. That's all the translated. Then, so then, like page 77, maybe there's a little bit. This is like, may the human and divine offerings. So, may the human and divine offerings. So now, see, now we have some idea about this. Which granting tree? There's a part of the, you know, divine offerings. So like, no, there's everything in the pure land. Everything in the pure land, water, the six trees, you know, all the sounds are not just ordinary sound. You know, it's like sound of the teachings. You know, even the bird. You know, when the sound from the bird is also teaching. You know, it's everything that. Pure land, like all the water, the trees, the mountains, you know, the lakes, on the being that are inside. You know, so visualize them. May human and divine offering, may human and divine offering, you have to visualize, you know, may human, so then you just visualize all the flowers in the form, all the flowers in the target, all the flowers in the sense globe, all the flowers in the Costco, and where else? All the flower in the
Trader Joe,
all the flowers in like, Heritage, all the flowers in Heritage, then all the flower in, many, many flower shops, then like all the flower in,
in beautiful gardens.
Beautiful garden. What is that? The one that in like near downtown?
Oh, Rose Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
little theater.
Newman, no, there's one called
the Rose Garden. Near.
Used to be old in train stations.
Logan's.
All the flowers in Logan's. All the flowers in Logan's. There are very many flowers. So, you know, just get up and say, you know, so it doesn't require, you know, when you walk into the supermarket, you just, you know, just think in your mind, you know, just making offerings, you know. There's all kind of, you know, many, many aisles of, you know, this and that, you know. Aisles of, you know, the old, so much offerings, you can just, you know, make offerings. So, think of all this, you know. Say, when the may human and divine offerings, this is all, you know, to help us to create merit. We need to create merit. We need a lot of merit, you know, so merit, so, we need a lot of merit, you know, so merit. So, if you create a lot of merit, you may surprise, you know, how soon you are going to see emptiness, how soon you are going to generate bodhicitta. Because why is it it's so hard? Because there's not enough merit. So need to create merit as much as possible. So that's how to take essence out of this precious human life. Every day, you know, no need to sit down, no need to read, hold one book, read, no. It's all done in mind, no mind. So need to create a lot of merit, okay? Actually arrange this all now, the physical shop, this all we all know, you know, and then mentally created like, you know, Bodhisattva Samadabhadra offerings, so Bodhisattva Samadabhadra offerings, visualizing thousand petal lotus and the center of the thousand petal lotus, you visualize yourself in Sabara with the Bodhisattva Samadabhadra and holding precious wishful being jewel, then other rest of the thousand petal, they are visualizing thousand Bodhisattva Samadabhadra holding the precious which fulfilling jewel, then all kind of offering manifested from there, you know, all kind of offering. It's not just, there's no empty space, it's filled with offering, you know, there's no empty space between flower, everything is just filled with, you know, like that, you know? Cloud, you know, actually arranged, mentally created, that's what it means, mentally created, cloud of finest, some other butter offerings, you know. This is some other bhajra offering. That's what some other bhajra offering is. Visualizing thousand petal lotus. Center of the lotus, you use yourself as a bodhisattva, some other bhajra, holding the wishful being jewel, offering manifests from there. The rest of the thousand petal, visualizing 1,000 bodhisattva, some other bhajra, holding the precious wishful being jewel. Then all kind of, you know, offering manifest. That's called Bodhisattva Samadabhadra offering, based on the Sutrayana teaching. Based on Tantrayana teachings. Oh, so this is special transcendental wisdom of great bliss and voidness manifested into all kind of offering. That's like how to do the Bodhisattva Samadabhadra offering based on the Vajrayana tradition. So that's how you do. There's no that particular special unique wisdom manifests into offerings. So that's how to do the Bodhisattva Samadabhadra offering in Vajrayana traditions. Okay. Cloud of finest Samadabhadra offering. So then this is a long mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate. This long mantra, you can say Om Aum, Om Aum. You don't have to say all long, just say Om Aum, Om Aum. Then Om no multiplies. Om, when you say word Om multiplies, no, no, Om Aum, Om. Om Ars, no, it's all, you know, turned into like nectar or nectar, something very nice, special, Mahun. So the Mahun, so then, you know, kind of purify. That's the way to make it. So then this is called Tamjijue, has an extensive power of truth. That's typically said, no, time is over. Over is finished.
Do we keep that whole merit field in the visualization, or does, like, so then the offerings would then?
Then, like, when you finish the guru puja, then you dissolve.
Okay.
You maintain the visualization. Yes. Whole merit field.
So then the offerings then.
Everything. Yeah, then the offerings are for the merit field. Very good questions. So they maintain that. You know, so there's certain sections after, like, when you finish the guru puja, so then you dissolve. You dissolve. Okay.
Okay, Shala, I have three questions, and then if we have time, I have a story to tell.
So maybe, like, it's now 7 minutes.
You said there were three kinds of Amrita, and so the immortality Amrita, the healing Amrita, and what was the third kind of Amrita?
Wisdom Amrita.
Okay.
Uncontaminated wisdom Amrita.
Okay, my second question is... Are air and space two elements or one element?
Four elements, like water, earth, fire, wind.
Okay, is wind the same as air and space?
Oh, I'm not sure. Like wind.
Because we think wind is air moving, but it has to have space.
Probably wind is a bigger category. No, air or everything come under the wind.
Okay, and my third question was, one verse says, your holy limbs are the four wrathful protectors. Your limbs are the wrathful protectors. I presume there are four limbs, that is two arms and two legs, or do you count the head as a limb?
Usually five limbs.
Five limbs, so the head is a limb. So, what are the five wrathful protectors?
So, maybe some other time we'll go to details. So, I just skip the details. Okay.
Okay. And
so, we can meet one-on-one if you really want to know the details. Okay.
Okay. And then, if there was time, I had a story to tell.
Maybe next Wednesday. If you don't mind, next Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Wendy. Oh, thank you. Yeah, Ramalan dedication. So next Wednesday, then confession, okay.
You go to page 235.
No, sorry, next Wednesday, not confession, it's like offering. Oh, sorry, offering is not for me.
Gewadinu Duda Lama Sanjana Shuna Doji Kya Malu Then page 244.
nida we kore shin kam de pen dan de wa ma lu shin we ne chen re si wan ten sin gya tsu yi sha pe si de ba ju ten gyu chi chon u yi en a la wang shou tu a wa ta re tsen ba ra so fa lo san ke we de ton le pa shou sha shu gen gyu la ma so wa de Tupsu chan chin chang gung ge we Ten sing kyong pe we Kun sir do po tse Chok sung kul we le mun tu du Pa dok so du je gung du shak ten sho Om tare tu re so ha 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 Om tare tu re so ha
Yeah, thank you very much.